Clam chowder recipe, 12 to 14 people. Go.
Go. I love it. You say go. All right. So you're going to cook 3 strips of bacon to get the fat from the bacon. So you're going to cook it medium to low. Okay. Then you're going to take the bacon out. Then you're going to saute a large, if you're doing, I would say medium onion.
Okay.
When it gets translucent.
Okay.
You are ready to do the roux.
Okay.
With the roux, you're going to then put in about, I think it's 3 tablespoons of flour.
Okay.
And you're going to take your whisk and saute it into the grease. And it'll if it's too thick, you take some of the clam juice from the clams that you're going to use.
Okay.
So open the clam, just put a little juice, and it's going to be a thick paste of flour.
Yep.
Then you're going to slowly put in your 2 quarts of light cream.
Okay.
So slowly, while you're whisking it, you're going to put the cream in. Then you're going to, let it warm up. While that's warming, you're going to peel your potatoes, chop them into small bite-sized pieces. You don't want them too big, you don't want them too small.
Okay.
You just eyeball it.
Right.
Then you're going to put that into the cream. You're going to cook it on low. You don't want to boil it at all. You don't want, because it'll just stick and it'll curdle. So you're just going to put it on a low temperature. You put the potatoes in and basically cook it till the potatoes are just about where you want them to eat them, testing them.
Okay.
And then you're just going to, it'll thicken as it cooks. And you're going to drain the clams. You're going to take the clam juice. You're going to drain it into a bowl.
Okay.
To keep in case the chowder gets too thick. And
okay.
If it gets too thick and you feel like you want to make it thinner, you're going to use the clam juice to thin it out.
Okay.
And you're just going to put in the however many cans of clams I told you to put in.
Okay.
And really,
well, we have it on tape. I can play that back.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper to taste, right?
Salt and pepper to taste.
Yep.
And if you want to, you could probably put in, I don't typically do this, but you could put in like a quarter cup of butter.
Okay.
Taste, but I don't usually do that, so forget
okay.
that.
All right, we'll cut that out of the tape. We got that.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Okay. That's the whole recipe?
Yeah. All
right.